Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, it's a Friday, the end of the week, y'all. And we're going to start off with Frankie Beverly and Maze, Happy Feelings. You know what I like about that song? He said, I got me to remind me of love. Good morning, family.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. Love Goddess, Dr. Love, Lady J, Lady Love. Yeah, that's me, y'all. That was Frankie Beverly Amazing. Happy feelings. You know, every time I hear Frankie, I always think of Mom getting ready for the barbecue in the backyard. Back in the day, in the backyard, she heard everybody kind of playing the same music. It was Isley Brothers, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Whispers. And it's time for the white. Time to bring Frankie back on to the summer. You know, Frankie always reminds us of the summer, y'all. And we almost close. Yesterday in Chicago made you think about spring and summer, didn't it? All right, we're going to get ready and move right into the presence, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names. We recognize this spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot our God is not. And so as we center our mind, and as we center our thoughts, let's become intentional about the breath. You see, there's power in the breath. And sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. And so today, I just want you to breathe. As we come together in the one space, one love, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe again. Let's breathe in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight to the diaphragm. Deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom. Let's breathe again, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Now this morning to bring in and call forth forgiveness, reminding there's really no one to forgive but ourselves. During our clearing prayer with Moana and our Ho'oponopono. Love you, family. Let's begin by honoring the presence of forgiveness.
Day one. A prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
I come forth from the void into the light. I am that emptiness, that hollowness beyond all consciousness, the I the id,
the
all.
The all.
I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters, the continuum of minds with matters. I am the invisible, untouchable breeze, the undefinable atom of creation. I am the I.
I am the I.
Spirit, superconscious, please locate the origin of my feelings, thoughts of. Here, fill in the blank with your belief, feeling, or thoughts that you want to erase. Take each and every level, layer, area, and aspect of my being to this origin. Analyze it and resolve it perfectly with God's truth. Come through all generations of time and eternity, healing every incident and its appendages based on the origin. Please do it according to God's will, until I am at the present, filled with light and truth. God's peace and love, forgiveness of myself for my incorrect perceptions, forgiveness of every person, place, circumstances, and events which contributed to this, these feelings, thoughts, and beliefs. Peace be with you. All my peace, the peace that is I, the peace that is I am, the peace for always, now and forever and evermore. My peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. Not the world's peace, but only my peace. The peace of I.
Oh, I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. And last time, I apologize. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. What you waiting for? Let him in, let him in. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, family. And that was whining's part two. What whine is part two mean? The children of the older whiners, and that was Let Him In. I remember the first time I heard that song, I'm stepping, y'all, I'm on the floor. They had the gospel steppers brunch. And I was just, that song just rang to my heart. I love that song. Again, that's called Let Him In. Let Him In, saints. He will make love to your heart. He said, I'm not talking about carnality. I'm talking about spirituality. That's the whiners. Phase two. Janine. All right, we're going to start with the science of the mind. And the science of the mind says today, live abundantly and prosper. Live abundantly and prosper. John Randolph Price once said, the universe does not compensate individuals based on the activity of work. But here, this is what I want y'all to hear. But on the activity of consciousness. I think I need to say that again. John Randolph Price once said, the universe does not compensate individuals based on the activity of work, but on the activity of consciousness. The Science of Mind on page 143, which is the book, he said, if one wishes to demonstrate prosperity, he must first have a consciousness of prosperity. Whew, that's a mouthful right there. In the Science of the Mind, Inspiration Daily says, if God is everywhere present, then why isn't it showing up in my finances? Come on, Holy Spirit. I know somebody need this today. I'm going to say that again. If God is everywhere present, then why isn't God showing up in my finances? If I am God, if I'm a child of God, if I'm a child of God destined by divine birthright to inherit the kingdom, why can't I pay my bills at the end of the month? You see, it's hard to feel whole when there's a gap and hole in my piggy bank. The problem is we tend to get it backwards. Wholeness needs to come first. A sound piggy bank follow. Money itself is not the answer to the problem. Money is simply energy. Energy we all can access. It's a byproduct of the consciousness, awareness of the inner presence as the source of our prosperity. I need to say this again. See, and I'm going to add to it this time. Money problems is not a money problem, y'all. It's a mind problem. The problem is we tend to get it backwards. Wholeness don't come from earth. A sound piggy bank follows. I said that all wrong, didn't I, y'all? Let's start over. Let me start over. Money problems is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. The problem is we tend to get it backwards. Wholeness needs to come first. A sound piggy bank will follow. Money itself is not the answer to the problem. Money is simply energy, because energy is something we can all access, because it's a byproduct of the consciousness, awareness of the inner presence as the source of our prosperity. Money in visible form is simply supply manifested. Money in visible form is simply supply manifested. Ooh, somebody needs to tweet that today. Money invisible form is simply supply manifested. And when we understand God is both the source and the substance of our abundance, we are operating from a place of spiritual wholeness. And it is wholeness that produces the experiences we want in our lives, including financial security. You see, my favorite abundance affirmation is from John Randolph Price's book, The 40-Day Prosperity Plan. He writes, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply and action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. To have our needs and unfulfilled desires met, we have to turn to the God within. The source, all good. You see, my personal mantra, my personal prosperity mantra is a simple one. We can go within or we can go without. We can go within or we can go without. And the affirmation says, I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious
of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind and infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Together, family, I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Did y'all feel that like I felt that? I know there's many questions after that, right? Have you ever wondered why your bills weren't getting paid? If God was money and money is God and energy is money and energy is God, somewhere where did I lose the idea that I should have more than enough? Ooh, I had those questions. I don't know. That's why this one spoke to my soul. I've had those questions in my days. Plenty of times I ask myself, why? God, if you're money, why is there seemingly appearance of need in my life right now? If I'm a God, why is this seemingly appearance of illness is showing up in my life? If I'm a God, God, show me what it means to be God on the planet. I talk to God like that, family. If I'm a God, and you say I'm a God, ye are gods, and all this stuff, I'm a God, what? Show me how to be God, because something is wrong. I'm missing something here. And I heard about this consciousness thing. Consciousness is just another word for awareness. How does that relate to the fact that my finances don't seem to equal out to the abundance that I should be experiencing on this planet at this right now moment? How do I move from where I am to experience the presence of God as money in my life right now? That was my question. So let me tell you, I sat with myself plenty of days. I said, God, you told me when I got laid off that you'll give me a house I didn't build, land I didn't toil, a vineyard I didn't dig. You told me. Oh, my friend, I heard it, Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, what I love about God, God is not, you know, very wordy, so you don't get confused. I never got confused, not one time. Got to do the work. Work. What work? What is the work? That's what I can. I said, well, God, what's the work? If the work is not getting up, going to a job, or having, what is the work that gives me a house that I didn't build, land I didn't toil? What is the work, the inner work? What does that look like? And I first had to do the kind of work that cleared my thoughts of the stuff that I was saying to myself that wasn't honoring to a God or a queen or understanding who I was on this planet. I had to clear my heart of things that I was holding on to, because a God doesn't hold on to an expectation of somebody else to do something for me. There was forgiveness work I had to do. I had to let go of stuff so that my heart, because my heart, now check this out. This was what is so interesting about how God operates. You know, sometimes you don't get all of the answer all at the same time. It comes layer by layer, layer by layer. So I was embarking all the stuff that I needed to do to begin my journey of becoming more prosperous on this planet. And as I moved more into the place of prosperity, the one thing that happened and two things that came to my mind, that my heart was the conduit that God used to allow me to manifest. And so I had to clean up my heart. And it was interesting because my spiritual mentor, I was talking to her. And you know that she is God, but she talks to me like God. She's like, and she throws everything back on you. Like, I give you an example. When I was bringing Queen of Four to Chicago, and that was like a very tedious thing for me. I thought it was going to be real easy. I thought everybody was going to be excited to come to my Sacred Woman event. I thought everybody was going to come and be excited, like as excited as I was to experience the queen in person. If you ever read her books like Sacred Woman, The Angry Vagina, Heal Thyself, all those, you know, I was super excited. And one person signed up for a long time. And we needed 20 people for Queen to get here. And I was like, God, what is going on? Everybody was calling me. Like, they were super excited. I had brought on the line. I was super excited. And everybody was mirroring my enthusiasm. But they kept saying they didn't have enough money come to spend that weekend. I'm like, well, what is going on? So I remember calling my spiritual mentor, and she said to me, I was explaining to her I was putting this together, and I was just super excited. I said, but all the women keep calling saying they don't have enough money. She said, where are you not enough? What? But that got what they money got to do with me? She said, because everything is a reflection of you. Like what? This is about some 7 years ago. Now, I knew everything was a reflection of me, but this is when the teacher had to meet the role, right? The teacher is experiencing her own reflection right now. Now, I teach this stuff every day, right? But that don't mean that I don't have lessons to learn. So now I'm faced with my own self, reflecting all these women saying they don't have enough money. She said to me, where are you not enough? And when I dig deeper, there was a lot of not enough inside of me. And I had to do the work to clear the energy of not enough. And so every morning I got up and said, looked in the mirror and told myself I was more than enough. And I had to do the work on the energy that I was experiencing of not being enough. Even in some ways, I was feeling like, me? Bring Queen? Oh. You know, still when I never forget bringing Dr. Dennis Kimber on this line, and I was super excited to speak with him and talk to him. And he was not having none of that kind of energy. He was like, I don't know why you're so super excited. He said, I put on my pants the same way you do. He said, I have this presence of God in me the same way you do. He said, I'm going to tell you one thing, and I want you to remember this. I don't care if you talk to Oprah, Tyler Perry, or anybody, there's nothing different about a Tyler, Oprah, me, and anybody else than it is you. He was putting me in check because I guess I was too excited for him to have him on my line, but I was still excited, but I did get what he was saying. He was telling me, never celebritize anybody because we're all celebrities. And he was letting me know that he was just like me. Doing the work, that was all the difference. So then I kept, even on this journey, my spiritual advisor, one day I was experiencing some energy with money. She said, well, Janine, money is energy. It's currency. And in order for currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest into mere material form. Just as electricity needs conduit to transmit light, she said, energy needs a conduit to transmit money into your bank account. And she said, that conduit is your heart. She said, money will not flow into a congested heart. Y'all hear me? Money is energy. It is currency. And in order for currency to flow, it needs a conduit to manifest into material form. Just like electricity needs a conduit to transmit light, energy needs a conduit to transmit money into our bank account. And that conduit is our heart. She said money will not flow into a congested heart. Do you hear me this morning? Money will not flow into a congested heart. Now, I wasn't even going to talk about this today, but after reading the Science of the Mind, it was just touching me so bad because I remember those days. It's still remembering sometimes when things show up. Now, I'm so much better, but still there's days where I have to say to God, where you at, God? Meaning, where your money, you know. But I love the affirmation that Reverend Ike gave us when we listened to Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike said, God is, the God in me is my overflowing, unlimited source of money in me. Where does that put money? That puts money inside of us. I want you to just think about that. You are money. We had a speaker that gave us an acronym for money. Let me see. My own energy yield. That's what it is. My own energy yield. My own energy yield. What does that really mean? That means money comes from inside of us. And so why is it that when we have money situations or money challenges come up, why is it that we think we need 3-4 jobs? Remember, money problems is not a money problem. It's a mind problem. If we do the work to get our mind right, get our thoughts right, our energy right, because money is simply energy, and energy of the inner presence as the source of our prosperity. Money in visible form is simply supply manifested. When we understand God is both the source and the substance of our abundance, we are operating from a space of spiritual wholeness. Now, let me just say this. It didn't say if you wanted money to go get a job in here. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying that if you have a job, but if you don't have a job or if you have what you call a fixed income, first thing we got to realize is your income can never be fixed. But what I am saying is to do the work. My inner supply instantly and constantly comes from the inside. It's an inner job. It's an inside job. Reverend, I got a sermon called Prosperity is an Inside Job. What is prosperity? An inside job. The God in me. The presence of God in me is money. The presence of God in me is health. The presence of God in me is everything that I need to do to access whatever it is that I ever need, want. And so we have to condition our minds, call forth the presence that lives in us as the supply we needed to be in that right now moment. Here's a clip of Reverend Zike. Inside job. This is just a clip. I'm not going to play the whole sermon, but I want you to hear this.
Tuesday, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
And this is why God wants you to prosper and to be in health, to be in total well-being, even as your soul prospers. Let's talk about that statement for a moment. As your soul prospers, even as your inner man prospers. This tells us something. That prosperity is an inside job. I wish I had that tape here by Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike did a talk on that subject. Prosperity is an inside job, and this is what this tells us. In in order for your life, your affairs to prosper, your soul or your inner man must prosper. Say with me again, prosperity is an inside job. So we're here talking about prosperity because we want to experience more and more prosperity. So then we realize that this is an inside job that we've got to do. You see, too many times we think that prosperity and success are outside jobs, and we sometimes work on the outer so hard. Don't worry. Come right back and remember what? Prosperity is an inside job. The soul must prosper. Right back to the words of Jesus, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His right action, and then all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, your mind must prosper before your behind can prosper. That's the way I talk in New York. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. But too many times you see people are so busy they work the behind to death. Two and three jobs, and yet they're still two steps behind the bill collector. First, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the mind, and its right action. And then all things shall be added unto you. Yes? Physical good health is even an inside job. All the good that I desire is an inside job. Say that. All the good that I desire is an inside job. And that's why we need to go to meetings and seminars and workshops like this. That's why we need to buy these books. That's why we need to buy these tapes. Because they help us to do our inside work. Many times I jog with the cassettes playing into my ear through an earphone. I got up early this morning and turned on one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Last thing last night, I listened to one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Sometimes I ride right up to the meetings listening to the tapes. Why? I'm working on my inner man, working on the soul. So start working on the inside and knowing that whatever kind of good that you want, it's an inside job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get busy working, there are a number of ways that you can work on the inner man. We work on the inner man by affirmation, such as we've been doing all day long, by saying the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. Because what you say is what you get. Not just out of the mouth, it must be said where? From the heart. You must say it until your very heart, your very mind, your very feeling nature begins to say it. Visualization is another great technique for working on the inner man, because it can be also said, what you see is what you get. Say that. What you see is what you get. So write down this question for self-interrogation. How do I see myself? Now, you've got to deal with that. In the first session, we gave you two more questions that were similar to that. What do I think about myself, and how do I feel about myself? Now deal with it from the point of, how do I see myself? Say that. And here's another twist to the same question. What do I see myself being, doing, and having? Let's have it. You've got to really deal with that. And then immediately begin to see and to think and to feel yourself being, doing, and having. the good that you desire. And get that inner man, that inner vision, that inner feeling, that inner mind in tune and working and prepared. Let your soul prosper. Let the inner man prosper. I want to quote from Reverend Ike again. I don't know why I'm always quoting that Reverend Ike. But he says this: if you want something, first get it in your mind. If you want something, first get it in your mind.
He said, if you want something, first get it in your mind. That kind of summed up everything that I said, right? Everything that I said. It's an inside job. Money, prosperity, health, all of this is an inside job. And so we got to get to doing the work on the inside so that we can experience the life that we want to experience on the outside. It's all consciousness. Doing that inner work. I want to just read Consciousness Heals. It is the science of the mind tomorrow, and because tomorrow's Saturday, we won't be here. I just want you to hear it anyway. Consciousness Heals. The first quote is by Joe Dispenza. Combine a clear intention with an uncompromising trust in possibility. Then you step into the unknown, and that's when the supernatural starts to unfold. Let me say that again. He said, combine a clear intention with an uncompromising trust and possibility. Then you will step into the unknown, and that's when the supernatural starts to unfold. I think that you and I are at our best when we're in this state of being. That's Joe Dispenza. The Science of the Mind on page 447 says the universe is a perfect, undivided whole, and healing can take place only when one is unified with it. Universe is perfect, undivided whole, and healing can take place only when one is unified with it. You see, although the mind, the body, and the connection has been known to many ancient healing traditions for centuries, a renewed interest in our ability to heal ourselves by raising our consciousness has spawned an entire spiritual self-help movement. As a result, everywhere we turn, we're hearing about this quantum physics spirituality connection and our innate power to create our own reality, including one in which a vibrant, healthy body is the norm, or even financial prosperity. But the idea of a do-it-yourself life may feel a little overwhelming, particularly when it comes to applying it into our physical well-being. But it's actually a simple concept, a secret that has been known to humankind for millennia. Consciousness creates. The sum total of our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, and emotions, consciousness manifests as our human experience. And this applies to our physical bodies as well, and even our financial situation. You see, an elevated consciousness that celebrates vibrant good health as our natural state of being has the potential to nullify disease and clear the path to physical wholeness and financial prosperity. It's what we call wellness. Is this some sort of metaphysical magic? Not at all. It's a simple process that makes the most of how we know the universe as health and how we know the universe as financial substance. It's fueled by our emotions, love, gratitude, joy, and backed up by unyielding faith, period. Why? Because healing in any and all areas of our lives is realigning with the truth. Now, that was the point I really wanted you to hear. So if you missed it, I really want this to become alive in your spirit right now. And so I just want you to open yourself right now to hear this. Because healing in any form, in all areas of our lives, is realigning with the truth.
healing in our body, healing in our finances, healing in relationships, desiring a relationship, whatever it is we desire, healing in any and all forms of our lives is realigning with the truth, the divine intention that we are already whole, perfect, and complete. Wholeness, not disease, is the truth of who we are. Wholeness, financial abundance, is the truth of who we are. And tomorrow's affirmation is perfect health and perfect prosperity is my natural state. I align with the truth that I am healed, I am prosperous, I am whole, I am healthy. Now, I wanted to read that because the one question I've been talking all this time and nobody could hear me, huh? All right, family. I guess it's just what it do, what it do. I love you all. And I just want you to know it's an inside job. I'm so disappointed because I did all that talking and nobody could hear me. All right, family. This is Layla Hathaway.
Just a piece of his heart. My-